just like rubbing that in. I thought I smelled coffee. Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we have Bryce Collins with Bryce Collins Photography here to talk to us about all the different things he can do if you need him. And then we've got Mike Stanley with us, and we also have Slavi Jordanoff. So thanks for joining us, Bryce.
Thank you for having me.
So what is your website?
BryceCollinsPhotography.com.
Okay, very nice and easy. See, now I got smart. My website is ShannonGrimm.com, so I got smart.
There you go. Short and sweet and simple. That's
right.
The way we want it.
That's right. And consistent. Everything's consistent.
Yeah.
So you actually sell a lot of your photographs online, too, as art pieces, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then
very cool.
What other types of stuff do you do for people?
So I do like event photography. So anybody that needs like events professionally captured and don't want to hire someone with a cell phone, like I'll be the guy to do that. Mm-hmm. And I do like professional headshots and any business photos in general. Like those are like the cityscape, landscape, the brandings and events are kind of like the three that I kind of choose to stick with.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I won't take on other things. Like I'll do like senior portraits just as they come to me. Like mm-hmm. it's not like a hard push or anything. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of let other things come to me as possible. And the few types of jobs that I prefer not to do are, it's ironic that I'm here saying this, but real estate listing. And I tried it a few times and it just wasn't my thing. And
yeah.
I have a referral partner who specializes in real estate pictures. So like I just, whenever someone comes to me asking for that stuff, I'm like, hey, like, here's my friend Gary Gates of Next Level Photos. So
you can refer to us because we actually have, you know, photographers as employees.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. I thought you guys, I didn't know you had, like a strictly one that was an employee or anything.
We have two,
cool.
actually, that work for us. So
that's good.
Yep. And they do all kinds of stuff for us, the drone and everything,
oh,
too.
Oh, good to know.
So, yeah, we do all that stuff. But it and is, they do it for others, too.
It's funny that, you know, I hear that a lot, that real estate photography versus, you know, artistic photography or, you know, portrait or event photography, it's drastically different,
it's
seems
all
like.
It's very different.
And
wedding photography is horrible.
Wedding photography, I think that's the best.
You can't say do over.
Honestly, I do weddings just as they come to me. Mm-hmm. I don't, because like since weddings is so like narrow and specialized, mm-hmm. I can't just say, oh, I'm a landscape photographer, event and branding, and a wedding photographer. Like that doesn't really go mm-hmm. all together.
Right.
Like if you're going to be a wedding photographer, like that's usually what people like
specialize
strictly
in.
Yeah.
But for me, wedding photography is very nerve wracking because you can't say, oh, I missed that shot. Do that over again.
No, you can't.
So, yeah, I would not have.
I'm really pretty good with weddings. It's just not my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
And like I do, like if friends want me to do their wedding, like I will, because like
that's good.
It decreases the risk of drama by a lot.
Yes.
When you're
you
doing it
think.
For friends.
Yes. Yes.
You think.
And like I said, I don't mind doing it. It's just like not like I do it as they come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like if the reason it's not my favorite thing is because there's so much to it. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, every single time I've done weddings, like I had fun. I mean, it wasn't like,
they're
oh,
fun.
This is the worst thing. Oh, like I'm
but
not like.
But beforehand, you might want to vomit. Because it's stressful.
I guess you
it's
could
very
say that.
Stressful.
I guess you could say that.
Yes, it's very stressful.
So, what type of events are you typically photographing? Would it be, you know, are we talking that maybe, let's say, you know, I can't think of it because it used to be
like
Polaris
corporate
Empathy.
Events.
Yeah,
like, which,
yeah, corporate.
Do you ever get hired to do like city of events for the city of Columbus or?
I haven't been hired for something like that, but that would be something I would do.
Okay, very cool.
Say if they come to me for something like that.
Like Picnic mm-hmm. with the Pops, we need you to come down and photograph.
What about restaurants? Let's say food. Would that be? Would you be comfortable with that?
That's something I haven't really thought about too much because I haven't done something like that yet. Mm-hmm. But like I do believe I have good enough lighting and skill to do something
mm-hmm.
like that. I mean, I take things in as they come to me, but there's like certain things I do push for.
His in-laws own a restaurant.
Oh, cool. That's cool. What kind of restaurant?
It's an Indian restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Ab India. AAB India.
Where is it located?
Grandview.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Grandview has a lot of good restaurants down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much anyone who, if I say, you know, his in-laws own an Indian restaurant, and I tell them, oh, if they like Indian food, they all know it. My husband loves it.
That's good.
I'm not good with spicy, so. But, yeah, my husband and his friends all love it. So he's gone there with Slavi before, too. So.
Nice.
Sounds like we need to get you down there taking some pictures of some Indian dishes.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
He's like, I wouldn't mind just going down there and eating.
Swap some photos for food.
Yeah. So, corporate events, that's your bread and butter, you'd say? And you said you were doing headshots for business cards and things as well, websites.
So I think what I want my bread and butter to be is the cityscapes and the landscapes, and how I'm going to go about that is very different. There's another thing I'm planning for that I'm not going to say on here yet because, like, it's not something. Yeah, for now it's a secret, but it won't be later. But okay. I'm doing certain things after I get licensed for my drone pilot.
Okay.
And, very cool.
So the one thing I'm really going for right now with the cityscapes and landscapes is I'm trying to use superior quality framing and high quality painting to install them into homes and offices and for people who have, like, empty walls and want, like, some decorate it.
So one thing that you might want to look into that is really cool is when companies will take like a cityscape and they'll wallpaper it.
Yeah.
So you can actually have people, they'll pay to do the wallpaper. Like they'll make the wallpaper your photo.
Your photo. Wow.
And it's really cool looking. Like I've seen them installed places and it's just really cool. So that would be something really neat for you to kind of try to find someone to partner with too and do that. Because the cityscapes, it's nice to have.
Yeah, so I'm partnering with Keith Mauger now.
Yeah.
And
signs.
Yeah, so he was wanting to use me like when one of his customers requests like cityscape or naturescapes for like for like some kind of sign installation, but unfortunately haven't had anything come up yet. But I'm just still kind of waiting on for that. And
that's good though.
Yeah, it's always good to have it in the back of your mind for sure.
But yeah, you just have to take a really high photo quality for that wallpaper. I want to wallpaper something with the city of Columbus, but that's just me.
But yeah, would be cool, though.
That's pretty cool, though.
But I feel like it has to be very high quality resolution.
Oh, yeah, if you're blowing it up that much, it's going to look crazy, grainy, and distorted if it's not super high quality. Right. But that's what he does.
Yeah, I can make it high quality to a point where I don't have to worry about stuff like that. I was like, oh, is it going to be too grainy? I'm like, oh, no, I can just blow it up on certain platforms. So.
Yeah, so I'll have to show you. I'll have to take pictures of it. So I took pictures of downtown Boston in 1990, and I blew it up to a 2-foot by 3-foot. And then I took a picture of downtown Boston like last year or whatever and blew it up to the same size. The quality is just so different. Because it wasn't a digital camera back in the 90s. It was a film camera.
Uh-huh.
So the quality is just so different. Like, it's almost like a 3D photo when you look at the new ones versus the 1990s. I think it was actually 1995, maybe. So just interesting, the difference in quality and how far we've come.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. And as he said earlier, he was born when the internet got popular.
So unfortunately, I don't know what it's like to not have internet because sometimes I wish it didn't exist for other practical reasons. But yeah,
we remember the good old days.
We remember
where we didn't have like a leash on us at all.
Yeah, there was a nice in between where it was working really well for us, but it wasn't too much.
Yeah. right.
Yeah. Where we didn't expect everyone to have, you know, instant access and respond instantly
to everything.
So I did photography for a lot of years, but after a while, when I did it for like work, it was something that I didn't find as fun anymore. But like because I had to do it for work, and I was doing it 14 hours a day.
Gotcha.
But like I started out with a camera in second grade. So our whole like school life I documented, and so for me it was worth it for that. And I still have the camera that my dad gave me in second grade, which was a 110 camera. You'll have to Google it.
Oh, that's awesome!
And it had the little flash on the top. I still have it. Nice. Yeah. So I've collected cameras cameras and stuff. Yeah, it's a little gnawed. I'm not sure who got a hold of it, but it's because it's like a flat. So it's like a flat camera, and it used to have the bulbs on it. Mm-hmm. That would like, burn, like you could. It was
the
like
one-use bulb. Yes. That would flash and burn out. Wow, yes. How old are you?
Oh, dear God. But for me, photography, for me, it was capturing a moment in time. So photography's always held a special place in my heart. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Wish I could really fly a drone. Because there's so much I want to get, but Abby will have to do
you
that.
You have to get a certificate, right?
No, yeah. I'm not really good at it. I had to go to the drone hospital.
So you only have to, if you're going to use a drone commercially, that's mm-hmm. when you have to have a license. But if you're just a hobbyist, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, and just a little tip to those real estate agents out there. If you take drone photos with your own drone and you put it on your own listing, there are drone pilots that will call you and threaten you because you don't have a license.
Really?
Yes, there are.
Wow.
And it's like, well, you know, if you were the last drone pilot on Earth, I'd get my license. But it's almost like flying a small aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy what you have to go through. Like, we sat through, like, a course and stuff, and I'm like, this is too much.
I'm not a fan of it. I mean...
It's too much.
I literally quit my job just so I can do that.
Yeah.
And, really? this is how freaking dedicated I am. Yeah.
That's
doing
awesome,
this.
Like, this
but drone footage is so cool. Like, to see the videos and the stills. Drones are really cool.
Like, 2024 is going to be the year that, like, I say I'm risking it all. Like, I'm really doing what I can to make this business work in this little special different niche I'm getting into. Mm-hmm. So
well, it's good to have a niche, and it's good to be passionate about it.
And just because I have a niche, that doesn't mean I can't do other things. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to restrict myself to just one thing, but... Yeah. I mean, it's good to know that people still come to me for other services.
Right.
But the reason I chose the cityscape and landscape as a niche is because not a lot of other photographers do that.
No.
And I've actually figured out ways to make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still figuring out ways how I'm going to do paid advertising. Because I do plan to do something like that. But I've come up with a couple of strategies. And I'm not going to go too deep into it on mm-hmm. here. But I think I'm truly confident that I can make this work.
Yeah,
very cool.
And if people see that you're confident, like mm-hmm. they're gonna take you seriously, and
yeah.
they're gonna be like, "Oh, I want to work with this guy."
Yeah, if you're
like,
confident and passionate about what you do,
yeah.
then it shows, and people want to work with people like that.
And I've actually done a landscape photography project for the Gahanna Chamber of Commerce, and it was for their website, and they use some of the three rivers like that are in Gahanna
mm-hmm.
to represent each package that they're doing for a chamber membership. And
oh, very cool.
I got paid by the chamber to do that. And that was a pretty fun project to
That's
do.
That's very
so.
Cool.
And I've been told a few times, actually many times, that like, oh, you're going to make more off doing services. And I'm like, okay, that maybe.
Yeah,
that.
But then it gets old because it's not as creative. So when you're a creative person, it's kind of like your creative outlet while you're making money at it. But when you have to do certain things a certain way, like real estate photography is not about being artistic. It's about getting the details of the home. So it kind of sucks the artisticness right out of you.
Although it may be true, there might be more potential in other things. But
mm-hmm.
like if people can get famous and rich out of doing stupid things on TikTok,
true.
What makes you think I can't do this?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, come on now.
Yeah. I mean, people get famous just for playing video games.
Exactly. So So why can't I get famous, like, taking beautiful photographs of, like,
yeah.
or drone pictures of various places?
It doesn't even matter if you get famous as long as you can enjoy it and make a living and
right.
be happy.
As long
that's,
as you
that's
make
huge.
Enough to make you happy.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm still
and
doing
it doesn't suck the life out of you.
And plus, I'm still doing services, too, so that,
yeah.
that still opens up avenue.
But, no, right it's a great little niche to sell that as artwork because I think people appreciate, like, local artwork more than just paying some company to put a picture on their wall or whatever, you know.
And, yeah, so, like, my... Like, the thing I'm going for is, like, with the framing and the...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to reveal where I get all that stuff from
mm-hmm.
because I do have trusted business partnerships
mm-hmm.
with that. And my customers can trust that, like, oh, I have these people that can take care of us. So, like, I'll do all the work from, like, consultation to scoping around the home and see, like, oh, this will go there. And then, doing
That's
all the
cool.
installation.
That's a little different, too. That's not just where they point and click. You're actually coming out and telling them, you know, what could go where.
Like, I'm personable, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like, I'm not just, like, some robot on... I'm not some artificial intelligence robot
mm-hmm.
doing it for him. I like
human... That's becoming way too common.
Human interaction, though. You're right.
I like human
mm-hmm.
interaction.
Right.
And
yep.
I'm about to get into the whole AI thing.
you guys should not be surprised, given the field of work I'm in, that I absolutely hate AI.
Yeah.
None of you should be surprised. Yeah. I don't like it. And not only do I think it's going to kill jobs, but it's going to damage the society to an extent we've never, ever
kind
seen.
Kind of like the internet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
It's a love-hate relationship with the internet. So
it is.
What my husband likes to say is everything's good in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we consume so much so quickly now that it's just a constant.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's people are always on their phone. You can go to dinner and everybody's doing the same thing. They're all on their phones. No mm-hmm. one's talking to anybody mm-hmm. anymore or anything. So AI is just like another form of that. But I think people will eventually take some things back, like the self-checkout aisles.
Oh, yeah.
They're losing too much money because people feel like, well, you know, I'm now an employee. And I get mad when people are rushing me and they're behind me. It's like, look, I just started today. This is my first day on the job here. Like, leave me
alone.
I don't know
the PLU code for this piece of fruit.
Let me scan get some time here. Bag this shit on my own. Like, it's my first day. And, you know, you don't get compensated for it. And then places like Giant Eagle want to charge you for the bag. It's like, wait, I'm not charging you by the hour to work here. Why are you charging me 5 cents for a bag?
Yeah.
So then I think some people are feeling like now they're owed something. So they're getting a lot of theft. So the whole AI thing will also have a point where people will be like, eh. And, like, we can't use it a lot in our business because it will use words that we can't really use in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I just had someone the other day who's like, oh, use AI. Well, I have to be careful with AI.
You do.
Because AI doesn't necessarily know our grammar.
It'll take AI hurting a big business for them to finally pull back on it. Just like the self-checkout
AI
kind
too.
Of thing.
Right.
You know, these big...
And now people don't
want to
shop
back.
There anymore because, right. like, because like backtracking what I said, human interaction, mm-hmm. and God, the Creator designed us to be interactive with each other too. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of taking like AI is like really taking away from that, and the agendas that are being pushed in today's world with that. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, I was actually at Giant Eagle today, believe it or not, and I always saw they're becoming like Walmart now, mm-hmm. where it's like they only have like what one cashier,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
maybe two.
Lately they don't have any. So they had one really good one, and she was really cool because everybody would go in there just to talk to her.
That's
so there would be a line waiting to get to her just to talk to her to say hi first thing in the morning. We're talking 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. You know, that's when a lot of people I knew, my neighbors and stuff, would go in there. And then she passed away suddenly.
Oh.
And then that's when they seemed to just swoop in and do the checkouts.
Mm.
Because people would literally, because they've had those self-checkouts forever. But my thing was I'd never go to them for one because I wanted to keep her job secured. So my thing is job security. I'm going to let her go do it for me.
And that's
so.
Funny because I actually used to work at Giant Eagle. Mm-hmm. And that was like pre-COVID year mm-hmm. to during COVID when all the craziness happened, but it was, and that wasn't when there were so many self checkouts. There was only like what?
There was like four.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly it.
There was four.
There were two long ones, two short ones. I was at the Upper Arlington Market
okay.
District store, and I was there today just picking up a cold drink, and before I went to go study for the day, and now there's like 10 self checkout lanes.
Drone studies. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they totally changed the Dublin Giant Eagle too. And it's just weird. So it's just weird to me. And it was sad when our little cashier died. And they had a little memorial on her aisle three
cool.
for
now,
her. For
but
a while.
Going back to AI, art wise. Mm-hmm. I think people know the difference. I mean, I know the difference
in the writing, too.
But
you can tell
it's AI writing, but you can tell the difference in the art, too, and anything that's been AI edited, you know it has.
My
been.
Favorite
so.
Are the headshots, because then, like, if you look at the headshots closely, sometimes you'll see three hands.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, okay, AI didn't know
that's
a human
really
only has two hands.
Yeah, and it's also the lighting. It's always you can tell, you know, it's mm-hmm. not the person that is on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they will make them more sophisticated, and that's what scares me, where it's going to come to a point where you cannot recognize if it's AI or it's not.
Although
right now it is easy. For some people,
it's
maybe they're not.
It's going to get to the point where you can't tell.
Right.
Maybe like
so that's the scary part.
Well, and that's
for
a scary
anything.
Part for multiple reasons, because you can manipulate society with photos.
You can use it for propaganda
right?
in, the
yep.
news,
right?
in the news media,
right?
too.
But I'm really
so
wanting time to go do some ChatGPT and get Stanley with the baby Ryan Reynolds legs. That's what I'm really wanting to do today. The Deadpool legs.
You're ridiculous.
Sorry, we had Nicole on earlier, so we were talking about Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool when he had the little tiny legs. Mm. He had baby legs, so I want to see.
You Stanley just want to put baby the baby legs on my body. That,
yes.
That would be a great look for me.
That's the only purpose I see with the AI, is creating crazy, crazy crap.
Like just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. Like, it's just funny. Like, the amount of people who do real estate AI headshots and then post them and they've got extra limbs or stuff hanging out of weird places.
They look terrible.
I saw a couple, like, I have some friends on Facebook there, they updated their, like, their profile pictures, and there was, like, an AI headshot. I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't look good at all.
A I'll quick do selfie comic with your iPhone photos. Would have been better than what you right. just did here. Right. We're like, what are you doing? Right.
I like turning myself into a comic book character, but that's just, you know, me personally is my preference.
But that's really cool with your, I'm circling back to actual talk.
Thank you.
I know, sometimes we get off track.
He has to drag me back, yes.
No, it's really cool, though, that you will go into a home or an office, a space, and you'll pick out, you know, that wall, this size will work, you know, there's this lighting, so maybe this picture will work better here. That's really, that's an amazing service to have, especially with, you know, beautiful landscape or cityscape photos like that.
And if you go on my Instagram, like, I just let the work speak for itself.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to... I mean, sometimes I'll say, I like to show my confidence by saying, like, no one else can do it like I can, but at the same time, I kind of let it just speak for itself.
And what's your Instagram?
Bryce Collins Photography.
All right. Again, keeps it nice and simple.
Bryce Collins
nice
Photography, making it easy for everybody. And I'm sure, are there links to all your socials on your website?
Not on my website, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
You'll see Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram.
Very cool.
Now, do you mind if Abby would post, like, a link or something to your website or something when she does this? So, okay.
Excellent.
So, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they want to do a cityscape, how would they get a hold of you?
They could do email, text. Like, my phone number is on there, too.
On your website?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I prefer text or call because, like, when it comes to emails, I get a lot of spam email.
Yeah, I get a lot of spam phone calls.
I get more spam on email than I do phone calls. That's surprising for a lot of people.
Yeah,
now
if your phone can hear you, that will change. You will now get spam box. Right. You have cursed yourself.
I did. Yeah. I definitely screwed myself over.
You're
going to
start
one.
Getting AI spam phone calls.
Yeah. AI is going to seek revenge on you. Yeah. So what is your phone number? You want to give your phone number out to people?
Should I?
It's up to you.
I'm going to trust that legitimate people are watching, so 614-602-7795.
All right.
You're going to get a crank call from me right after this.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Again, it's a great niche, so anytime you can put yourself in a niche, that's always good. So, and you're passionate about it, and we appreciate that. So, and I'm sure it shows in your work too, because I've checked out your, I've checked out your Instagram before. So,
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah. And another thing I'll say is I believe in speaking life into things, and things could, and I believe that things will happen by doing that. So, I do believe this is going to work, and this is something that I'll be able to bless people with the work I do, mm-hmm. and being able to interact with them instead of like a robot interacting with them, and If you're confident in something, then there's a good chance you're going to make it work.
Yep.
And I've been told many times that, like, oh, like it's probably not a good idea if you do this, but just the fact that I already have a customer right now with this, like, it just brings me a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really thankful for that opportunity.
And usually, people who try to cut you down are just jealous, anyways.
Yeah.
So that's how you got to look at
it's
that.
True.
Is you just got to tune them out. But thanks for joining us.
Thank
pleasure
you.
Having you.
Thank
you,
so, pleasure being here.
And yeah, as always, here. Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe at Shannon Graham Realtor.
Ooh,
and
she got subscribe. I did. Hit that notification bell and comment.
And share.